This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I saw this on Twitch. Kai Tech saying this about me and my attitude towards the eclipse. This is why Gator is the perfect guy to coach the watermelon sharks. All the other coaches would let the kids enjoy the eclipse, but not Gator. Debbie's got to work on her kicking game.
You wouldn't stop practice. Gator would not stop practice for the eclipse.
I mean, Debbie's path to totality would have to include kicking.
She's going to be a total soccer player?
Yeah.
No rest for the motivated, the wicked.
That's right.
Yeah. If you're going to be all that you can be, you don't stop for a silly eclipse.
Right. Yeah. Ain't no rest for the wicked.
Okay. So the women's tournament wrapped up yesterday. This thing is getting monster TV numbers. Now, those that really paid attention, South Carolina was absurdly dominant all season long, and them beating Iowa doesn't come as a huge surprise. But, of course, Iowa had the massive draw in Caitlin Clark. They played UConn in the most-watched women's basketball game ever. It broke ESPN's records as the most-viewed basketball game in the network's history, college, pro, anything. More people watched UConn-Iowa women's basketball than any men's game that ESPN has ever showed and any NBA game that ESPN has ever showed, which is it's remarkable. And Caitlin Clark was a massive draw. She is you know, the Steph Curry of women's basketball, taking these YOLO threes and hitting a ridiculous percentage of them. And she helped bring attention to Paige Beckers at UConn and Camilla Cardoza at South Carolina, and that's great. I mean, she kind of has, in some ways, a Tiger Woods impact. When Tiger Woods broke in, the world wasn't clamoring to see Scott Hoke and Tom Kite, but because they viewed Tiger Woods, they would see anything that Scott Hoke or Tom Kite did, and it was good for the game. It's going to be interesting to see if Caitlin Clark has permanently changed women's basketball. Is when Caitlin Clark moves on to the WNBA, does the mass appeal move on to the WNBA? Does the mass appeal stay with women's college basketball, or does it disintegrate because the dynamic has changed? And college sports evoke some emotions that I'm not sure the pro sports do, but the WNBA, whatever footing it has, whatever it is right now, does it get a boost because of Caitlin Clark, a lasting, long-term boost because of Caitlin Clark?
Well, it should, and it's not just her, although she's a big reason why. I mean, Angel Reese is another one who's going to come into the WNBA and help that out. This movement really started like 25 years ago, maybe whatever it was, when you could start with the Women's World Cup team, the women's hockey team. They've had great success in growing their sports. since then. And, you know, basketball has kind of always been, there's always been some really good players. But Caitlin Clark and what she was doing last year really captured an audience. And then you had that great final with LSU, and we became aware of Angel Reese and,
yep.
and the whole bit. And then this year, the numbers went through the roof. So I hope that they keep that momentum going to grow their sports. I also, and when I say this, please don't misinterpret this, okay? But I want them to stay in their lane. In that, don't get distracted by doing other things like trying to compete against men and this or that. Don't do that. Stay here, okay?
Because here's is good enough.
Here, no, it's not because here. Because this is where they're going to see the growth. If Caitlin Clark were to compete in that 3-on-3 league,
That's what you mean. You mean don't
do that stuff. Through 3-point shooting competition, absolutely. Step in, show what you can do. That was awesome. We saw it at the All-Star game. That was great. But to actually try to compete against the men, don't do that in an actual game. Please stay here, but showcase your skills because she's unbelievable how she can shoot, the range she has.
The concern is what if she went to play in the 3-on-3 league?
If she played in a 3-on-3 league and say she's the only woman playing in a 3-on-3 league,
yeah,
she would get exposed. Exposed is the wrong word. That's because I would say it's like she's fraudulent.
Worried.
She's not fraudulent. It's just that the women can't compete against the men in a basketball game. They can compete in shooting competitions, but not in a game.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't necessarily need to see it. And there had been some talk about would Dawn Staley, the coach at South Carolina who just won the national championship, would she be a candidate for college men's head coaching jobs?
That'd be interesting.
And does she have the credibility where she could maybe cross the gulf of that and become a coach for men? And
well, why not? I mean, if men can coach the women and then go back and coach the men, why can't women who coach women coach men? I think that can happen.
So there's a weird phenomenon though that I don't know how many people know who Lynette Woodard is, but she held the women's college scoring record and she downplayed Caitlin Clark breaking her record because Caitlin Clark has 3-point shots. And when Lynette Woodard played, they played with a men's ball. Men's ball is a little bit bigger than the current women's basketball. And then Diana Taurasi said something about Scott Van Pelt had her on and we wanted to play this. Diana Taurasi said the following about Caitlin Clark. And I thought that it was interesting, but I also am wondering if everybody kind of needs to take a step back and a different approach to how Caitlin Clark is processed by the people in women's basketball. But here's what Taurasi said. If you are trying to grow the game, do you just say, it doesn't matter. Caitlin Clark at the women's professional level is going to be so awesome if you're trying to sell the game. Instead of maybe casting doubt over what she might be and Lynette Woodard downplaying her record, if the goal is to grow the game, and there was some takeaway, I know that there's started to be some pushback about what her and Angel Reese or any of these people are going to do. I heard some analysis that Angel Reese is going to struggle. And I'm like, I mean, this might be the class of women's basketball players that has a chance to help grow the game. Should it just be sold more than doubted?
Well, if you're trying to grow the game, then you say nothing negative. It's only positive. That's what you do at this stage.
Doesn't the NBA do the best job at marketing superstars?
Yes.
And should you start right now with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and Camilla Cardoza?
I don't think you ignore it. I think absolutely you try to focus on that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But I also think she was speaking a little bit of the truth, though. I mean, we've had the dumb arguments before about, oh, this football team is so good in college that they can beat, you know, the Lions or the Panthers. No, you can't. Okay, these are all grown-ass men right. That were the best at the best. Is it the same thing in the WNBA? Why wouldn't we say the same thing about the WNBA? That these are, you know, women that have been playing the sport professionally. They were the best of the best. And now you're stepping into a situation where it's not going to be easy. Now, there'll be a transition, but maybe these players are so good that they can step right in and look fantastic. It's happened in the NBA. Why wouldn't we expect that can happen in the WNBA?
I mean, it's obvious when you take amateur athletes and put them in a professional setting, some might struggle, and there's a transition period and a grace period, like Diane Taurasi said. That's obvious. I think everyone knows that that's a possibility. When you're the WNBA and you don't have mass appeal, sports to me, a lot of sports, why they're so popular, are about selling superstars, okay? And the NBA does a great job of selling stars. The hype from LeBron James to Zion Williamson to Wemby to any number one pick in between, they do nothing but prop these guys up as the next best thing, the next big thing that's coming into the league, and people and fans get excited. So when I hear Taurasi say something like that, and maybe it's not her job to sell the sport, but I think it helps her and every woman before her and after her, if she sells the sport, you got to welcome Caitlin Clark in and say, this is the next big thing. You know, I don't know how good she's going to do right away, but she's fantastic. And what Dawn Staley said after the championship game is more of what all the women should be saying in that sport, because you don't have mass appeal. Let's just be honest. Diana Taurasi, you never took the game where Caitlin Clark can possibly take this game. So they all, it sounds petty and jealous to me when you say negative things about these girls right off the bat.
It does have a feeling like
and,
that, yeah.
And that happened with Tiger, too. I mean, some people were it was so easy for Tiger Woods that people in the game got irritated by it.
Well, they got irritated because right off the bat, he had deals with, you know, American Express and Rolex and Nike that were giving him tens of millions of dollars.
And Tiger
Woods hadn't played won a single tournament.
I remember once he won a tournament. He at some point earlier in his career he won a tournament.
The Milwaukee Open.
And said I have my B game. Oh, that sent that the PGA pros were so upset, and I think they had to navigate this challenge of, okay, this dude is all hype and excitement, and he's drawing eyeballs, but we've been here forever. And we've been the, you know, heart and soul of this game. We've been the stars of this game. Why is this guy getting all the attention? And then realizing, hey, we're all going to do better because of him. That doesn't mean you'd let him win, or should they let Caitlin Clark win? But, you know, it's kind of a cool world where both men and women are taking in the women's game and people are talking about it. And it's getting record-breaking ratings.
Yeah.
And I don't know how sustainable it's going to be. But it's just another thing on a sports calendar. Like the Final Four, if we go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday between the men's and women's game and there's big interest, that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, I tuned in for the last couple minutes of the first half, and then I walked the dog, came back, and watched the rest of the game.
You know, yeah.
I think it was the last couple minutes of the third quarter on, and it was good. Yeah. You know, it was intriguing, you know, for a point there. UConn got out to a big lead, and then – couple of three-pointers and a quick 8-0 or 10-0 run from Iowa. And next thing you know, it's a five-point game. It was exciting.
And maybe the best part is the biggest thing about that game was at the end of that game, a play happened that had people talking about it just like they would a men's game. Can't call that foul in that situation. No, I mean, right, that's the exact same
I meant
thing.
To say the South Carolina game, but yeah, the UConn game there was that the foul that people said.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to your phone calls and feedback coming up. Monday's Main Champ and Chump. Get your votes in. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.